Reverend Justin Kelsey is with the Canadian Bible Society. Good morning.
Hey, Todd, how you doing?
Doing good, doing good. Justin, tell us a little more about what the Canadian Bible Society does here in Canada, because I didn't realize all that's going on behind the scenes.
Yeah, you know what? There is a lot of work that goes on in distributing, printing, translating Bibles. And you know what? I realize that a lot of your listeners, and maybe they've heard of the Bible Society before, but maybe don't really understand what we do. So hopefully I can bring some clarity to that today. Plus, it's an exciting time of year. There's so many people, you know, turning to the classic Bible story, maybe reading it with their kids or grandkids in this time of year with Mary and Joseph and the birth of Christ. So, yeah, what a great time to talk about the Bible.
Well, always good to go back to the source, right? I mean, we have our traditions in that, but when you get back to the scriptures, you get the real story, plus you get probably a lot more, and we can thank you for that. You see, and also, I didn't know that the Bible Society was involved in translating, that's something you do.
Yeah, so one of our mandates, so we have four key mandates, which include publication, translation, distribution, and engagement, so engaging people with the Word of God. So those are our four key mandates. Anything we do or we're a part of has to include one of those four.
Okay.
Now, subcategories of those that really help to define the work we do and what we get involved in and why would be those who are where we see faith at risk, we see lives at risk, we see an opportunity to deepen the faith and connection of people, and especially the last one, next generation. You know, really engaging with millennials, Gen Zs, and so on, and helping them realize that the Bible can be an anchor in their life. It's not a stoic scripture. You know, I tell people all the time, Todd, how many times we talk or hear about, you know, New York bestsellers? Well, there's lots of people that are still going out and buying or ordering their physical copy of their favorite book. And most people don't know. They can go and research this if they want. When you go and look at the bestsellers list, the one book, I guess we can call it, that is never appears on that list because it doesn't want to shadow everything else, and that's the Bible. The Bible is always number one on all bestseller lists and continues to be.
Of course, you're talking about the physical copy of the Bible. I mean, these days you can get the Bible on your phone on an app, but probably in your opinion, a physical copy is better, right? More enduring. It's something that would be more desirable.
Well, you know what? Like we think people need to get a hold of the Bible wherever they can and wherever they're most comfortable. So like one of our key partners is YouVersion, which works, you know, has millions and millions of subscribers around the world. And, we're honored to that they call us a partner. They use our translation, so they provide our translations to people depending on what language they're more comfortable reading in. But you know what? It's always great to have, and we're really seeing a pattern of this of even young people, especially young people in need. You know, at risk youth. This is a huge, huge topic for us right now. I can't say that hey, this was our number one mandate 2 years ago. Very important topic to us, but there's a lot of different areas we're involved in. Since the start of this pandemic, we have really focused in on serving and supporting at-risk youth because of the extraordinary circumstances that many of them are finding themselves in, running from abusive situations, you know, during lockdown and so on. And one thing that we have been hearing from our partners or at-risk youth program and centers and so on, is that the kids want to have something in their hands because they really don't have much at all. And that's us trying to get a Bible into their hands. We got Bibles that are specifically designed to capture and engage the imagination of young people so that they can imagine how big God is in their life in the midst of everything they're going through.
And your support of the Canadian Bible Society helps get that physical copy into the hand of an at-risk youth. And you can check out more at their website, canadianbiblesociety.ca. Reverend Justin Kelsey from the Canadian Bible Society, Thanks for spending some time with us this morning and telling us a little bit more about what the Canadian Bible Society does.
My pleasure. Thanks for thanks to all your listeners. We love everything that Life Radio does. Thank you so much.